The first drink of the day! The first drink of the day! The first drink of the day! The first drink of the day!
The Monkees?
Yeah, just in our name out for everyone, don't
you? You joined the Monkees fan club?
Huh?
You joined the Monkees fan club?
Yeah, that's the reason I split up from the last guy. She sat with that, she said, I'm leaving you because you're obsessed with the Monkees. I thought she was joking, but then I saw her face. But then I saw her face.
Oh, okay. Dan's giving that joke all the respect it deserves. Is in none. Welcome to the Football Pubcast. We have done 40 shows. This is the 41st show.
There's no balloons or anything. There's shit right out.
Nothing.
No, that's for the 50th.
Okay, yeah.
That's for when Stuart turns up.
50th? 10 weeks.
When Stuart talks.
Yeah. When Stuart does two sentences back to back, then we'll break out the party poppers. Simon, Jim and Dan in the pub. I thought, seeing as it's off season, this
oh
is sort
my
of...
God, there's an absolute mug in here. Shut up.
Is that a guy or a girl?
There's a guy with a girl, slash.
Yeah, he's a bit of a knobber.
Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's the summer. And, like, when I was a kid, we used to go down the park in the summer and just sort of play football, weird football games. What did you play when you were a kid down the park? What sort of... Cause it's all, you get regional variations of stuff. I know which
violent football.
Fouling football. I used to play fouling football. Yeah, that was great. It was basically wrestling, wasn't it? With a ball.
Yeah, so anything went, anything goes, and it was worse if you'd watched WrestleMania the night before, because he was running around clotheslining and tombstoning people. Headers and volleys, 60 yeah. seconds.
See, headers and volleys, we used to do headers and volleys, but the goalkeeper would start on 10, and every volley would score past him, they'd go down, so they'd be on 9. And that would be that, like, so if you missed and the goalkeeper's on 6, you'd go and go on 6.
All
when
right.
it got to 0, whoever was on 0 when it went in had to bend over, and you'd get like a penalty spot shot out with the ball. On a cold day, that hurt. So you'd find when someone was in on 10, people would be trying volleys from all sorts. When it got down to about 1 or 2, everyone suddenly, people are like, right, I'm only going to shoot if I'm fairly sure it's going to go in or the keeper's not going to catch it. I still like headers and volleys.
We had a rule, couldn't volley it inside the 6-yard box.
Yeah.
Can only header it inside the 6-yard box.
And post saves all?
Post saves all,
you hit the post, it's safe.
And as we got a bit older, it then extended to you can only volley it from 12 yards or further. So if you're inside the penalty spot, you had to score with a header.
Me and Dan Fernand played on Tuesday night. He was feeding me, I was scoring. A couple like that, weren't we? Didn't see Simon anyway. He never turns up on a Tuesday.
That's because I can't play anymore.
Well, you, I don't think you
he's
ever
got, he's got bad toe like Lineker.
Just sitting in the pub drinking Guinness, talking about when you were a centre midfielder. Bullshit. Prove it, dickhead. World Cup, really. I used to call it World Cup. We used to call it Wembley. Wembley doubles.
Yeah.
That's about it, really.
That was a variation of knockout.
That was very good when you had like 7 people turn up.
Yeah.
You could actually get a decent game.
And if you did doubles, there'd always be one guy on his own. So you put like the good guy on his own.
Yeah.
I also used to play something called Pat. It was basically where it was like 8 or 9 of us in a circle, and to keep the ball up. You know, like footballers do as they're warm up now. And if the ball went down, then you'd be on pee. It was your fault. Once you've gone to Pat, you're out. The reason we call it Pat is because my mate Ben Cherry had a massive mum called Pat. We used to call her Fat Pat. So he used to call it Pat. He used to hate it. Yeah. That's it, basically.
It's not very nice.
Football, baseball we played as well.
Football, baseball?
Yeah.
Like football rounders?
Oh, football rounders, yeah. We called it football, baseball, but rounders didn't sound quite as cool.
No, rounders is like the gay name for baseball.
I actually love rounders.
When you played rounders at school, whenever someone twatted it, did everyone go, rounder, or is that just my school?
No, everyone used to just applaud me for my power.
Yeah, all hail Ferdinand.
I was like Barry Bonds.
Slugger Ferdinand.
Everyone used to sing rounder, rounder at Stuart. That's just because he was rounder than all the other kids. rather than for any sports ability.
Excellent. So any more ball related? I mean, like the
Kirby. Kirby.
Kirby.
It's not football related, but Kirby.
No, played with a football though. Played with a football.
You have to be a good touch on that. Right? We used to do, you just have to pass it.
I'm talking about throwing.
No, we used to pass.
You just have to stand. If you hit the curb, you could do it from the middle of the road.
Yeah.
Football, like just having a football on any trip or any day out makes it. I'm going on a boating trip tomorrow for my birthday. We're going to have a football. I'm going to guarantee
on the Norfolk Broads.
Yeah.
I guarantee you're going to lose that ball.
Probably.
And
more
possibly
than
Stuart in the river.
Stuart's not coming, luckily.
Oh.
It's just my actual friends this time, rather than work colleague friends. It's a bit harsh, I know, but never mind.
So, your birthday tomorrow, how old are you going to be?
28, I think.
Think about it.
Born in 83. I need my girlfriend here to tell me how old I'm going to be. Born in 83. Quick name check. There's 9 of us going, and we're stitching one guy up. We bought a Mercedes outfit to wear out in Great Yarmouth on a Friday night.
I thought it was your birthday.
It's my birthday. For some reason, we're stitching him up. We're not going for my birthday. It just happens to be.
There was a bag with two.
You've seen the sailor.
I've seen two hats.
Oh, right.
Two magnificent hats. The
thing is, like, they've decided we're going to go out in Great Yarmouth dressed as pirates. Right?
And that'd be original. They've never
exactly,
seen that.
Exactly. I was like, oh god, it's going to be. And then luckily, a few people actually said, no, Yarmouth's not a good idea. Turned around to the guy behind me at work, and he was like, yeah, we did that last week. So they must just get a bunch of idiots
every
from London,
week,
dressed as, here they are, the pirates, the original
fishermen.
So we're still going down dressed as pirates. That barmaid's quite attractive. See her, she's new. Yeah, that one down there. Me and Dan were just saying, there's one barmaid who doesn't. She's not physically attractive. She's not physically attractive. She's like a mermaid. She's got some sort of mythical power.
She's got like fishy feet.
Maybe. Anyway, back to football.
Yeah, no, you signed name check, Dan. You've got something to.
I'm interested in this. I've heard murmurs about it.
Someone you need to give a mention to, yeah.
Yeah, I've been getting tweets from a teacher in Thailand.
Thailand,
she's from Sheffield, and she's a big fan of Lemmer. Well, I'm not sure why, because he doesn't speak.
He's only been on one show.
Exactly. But she was a big fan. So, hello, Joe, in Thailand. She's building a school with some kids who also listen to Hello Kids.
Kids listen to I've sworn about 10 times.
I know, yeah. Why is she letting kids listen to this?
No idea. Oh, it helps her English. So I posed them a question. Henderson and Jones,
yeah.
Good signings? She said, they both, all the kids say, Jones good, Hendo good.
What do you mean all the kids say? How old, what, these little Thai kids?
Yeah, these little Thai kids that are learning English.
So that's quite cool, though.
Yeah,
Thai listeners.
Yeah, Thai listeners. So we've got a load of Thai children.
Hello to them. I mean,
can we get some names so we can actually properly name
them? Yeah. I can only apologise for Jim's language.
I apologise.
Right, well,
hang on, it's not just me.
It is mostly you, though, in fairness.
And
Stuart as well.
I'm going to try and tone it down for the rest of the show, just for the little Thai kids.
Right, we'll have a look back at the last week in football. This probably won't take too long. England, did anyone watch the England game, Jim?
Yes, I watched it.
Dan, you watched it, all 90 minutes?
I watched from about... We were 2-0 down when I turned over.
You told me you weren't ever going to watch another game.
That is very true.
Yeah, that is
and
very true.
And then the next game...
No, he watches it.
It's not the next game, it's the... I've had one off. Yeah, we just watched it because...
You said even if we qualified for the Euros,
that's a typical fan going, I'm never going to watch it. I'm never going to watch it.
I watched it.
It's like at the moment, I'm thinking I'm not going to go to the first game of next season.
But you will.
But I will. Come August, I'll be thinking, yeah, we might get promoted. We're not.
No, we won't.
Yeah, exactly.
No, we won't.
It's just what a football fan's about, I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it. I watched the highlights. Normally, I'd be
there. I haven't even seen the highlights.
I brought my tickets as usual, but I gave them away.
But would you normally go?
Yeah, because it's a qualifier. I'm getting capped, so I can go out to the Euro. So I always buy my tickets, but I couldn't be bothered.
Absolute jank.
Yeah?
Right, it was awful. Somehow they forget that they're actually
teams. Goal by Ashley Young. Very good.
It dribbled in. He was good. And the only saving grace is he did take Lampard off at half time.
A great run by Leighton Baines as well.
Yes.
To make that goal.
And also, Juma did take out Theo, which probably would have been at least sending off.
Yeah.
Which again could have changed the game. So,
is that for the pen?
No, because he then took him out in the second half.
Okay. Leighton Baines is one that interests me because he's a good player, but he just doesn't look like he should be.
No.
He looks He just looks like a guitar.
He looks slightly overawed by all whenever I see him play for England. He's great for Everton, and he's a bit unlucky that Ashley Cole is so good for Chelsea that Baines doesn't have more caps, because he's quite decent. But
you need a second left back anyway. You always need a second.
Yeah, you need. But there's some players that, like you say, Leighton Baines could have been an England regular.
Yeah.
Or there's other players that look like Nigel Winterburn.
Yeah. How many caps would he have got if it wasn't for Pearce?
He got two caps or three caps for England.
Two or three. Yeah.
He must have. Like, imagine what he would have been like. He was on Talk Sports the other day. They were interviewing him, and he was basically like after every Arsenal game, the international break, David Seaman, Adams, Keown, and Dixon. Was Dixon?
Yeah. No, he wasn't. No, he only got.
He's
two
in
caps.
The squad though, wasn't he?
Not really.
Got loads of England caps.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
He plays right back all the while. Dixon had a few caps.
Anyone but Lee did.
Who was right back then when Dixon was there?
Paul Parker played a bit.
Yeah, but I'm talking like early 90s.
And then Neville came through, don't forget. And then like Neville was the big thing from about 94.
Gary Stevens played in the late 80s.
Yeah. But I mean, you take my point. You're playing in a great defence. At least three of the five you play with are going off to England every week. Yeah. Playing for England. He didn't get a look in just because of Pearce was so consistent.
Yeah.
So it does happen like that, doesn't it? There's some players that just get. And goalkeepers as well.
Yeah.
There's goalkeepers that won't. What is happening now, isn't it? Where these goalkeepers are pulling out squads. See, what's your take on that? The fact that players are pulling out, right? Someone like, was it Carson?
Ben Foster.
Foster. So he knows he's not going to play as number one. So for the next two, three seasons, unless something drastic happens where Hart makes a big mistake, I'm going to come on to that in a minute as well, because I don't think Hart made any mistakes.
No.
He's going to be going as squads, and he's just going to be number two or number three. So he decides to pull out of a squad and say, right, I'm going to have to take a break. I can't see the logic in that at all. You stay there and stay your claim.
Yes.
Joe Hart, he's going to have a bad game, or he's going to get injured in the next
few games. He only gets sent off, which is more than possible as a goalkeeper.
Yeah. Well, Scott Carson himself knows he would have been number one, but for the mishaps against Croatia. Robert Green, if he'd had a half-decent World Cup, would probably still be our number one now. Robinson.
Who I still think should be in the squad.
He should definitely be in the squad. I'd have him second.
He should be number two goal, yeah.
And then moving on to the game, I've seen the goals, obviously. For me, that goal, that who's the player in the wall?
It's James Milner.
Milner in the wall.
Dives out of the way.
Is it Milner and Young? I've seen the two goals we conceded.
It's Milner and Theo in the wall, and Milner just runs off.
Okay, yeah, so the ball goes. If Milner had stayed where he was supposed to, that ball hits Milner in the face or in the shoulder or wherever.
Yeah.
So to say that Joe Hart should have got that ball, it's his near post, yes. Ordinarily, a goalkeeper should protect his near post.
The wall's there to protect the near post.
The wall is there, so he can protect the rest of the goal.
Yeah.
And the commentator, it was on the highlights, so this would have been ITV. I think it was live on ITV, wasn't it? He started slating him straight away, saying, oh, he should have got that. Fair enough, he could have got it. When you look at his reactions, he puts his leg out, but he was probably thinking, why the hell is that ball there? Why didn't it? By the time he's caught that, he's in the goal, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, as a goalkeeper, any free kick, you line up the wall to protect one half of
as
your
a goal.
Goal.
Were you a goalkeeper as well?
No. It's one of the many things I'm not as a goalkeeper. But the goalkeeper lines the wall up.
Neville Southcott can be a goalkeeper, you can too.
Oh, can I, Dan? Can I?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
You can be a goalkeeper for Gillingham, the way it sounds.
No. Well, we've got one goalkeeper at the moment, and he's about 18.
There you go, you can be number two.
So we can have one that's 18 and one that's 18 stone. Can you kill?
I'll have to bulk up a little bit, but not much.
I'll talk about shirt.
So England, they're still top of their group by virtue of, I think Macedonia drew their game.
Yep,
I don't know who they were playing, I can't remember.
Bulgaria.
So we're still top.
It's not Macedonia, is it? Montenegro?
Sorry, Montenegro, my fault.
Macedonia are crap.
Yeah.
Montenegro are crap, but we're drawing with them.
But yeah, sorry.
They were 1-0 up, drew 1-0, didn't they?
Yeah, so we're still top.
Anyway, that's not the interesting stuff about England football. Let's talk about Wayne Rooney and his little hair incident.
His what?
His hair incident.
His hair incident.
I think he's done very well to come out on Twitter.
I think so.
He's going to get a load of stick off fans next season, but
to be fair, he gets it anyway.
Yeah,
and I think he's shown a little bit of a sense of humour about it.
The only thing I don't understand is if you see pictures of him when he did have hair, he was never like the sort of player that would have lots of different styles or style it. He's just kind of had short hair anyway.
He's not a Toribio West, is he? He's not going to be starting out
any. So,
but he's had receding hair for a good couple of years now. He's now had the plugs in, and he's had the transplant. Right, that hair hopefully for him will be a successful transplant. It'll grow back.
Do you know where they transplanted the hair from?
Here we go.
Colleen's privates, apparently. Yeah. It didn't work because you can't transfer one hair from one track to another.
Hello, 11-year-old Thai kids.
Yeah. Look, they should not. We've got an explicit rating on iTunes. Am I right? Or am I right?
We are right.
I am fucking right. Come on. Well, I didn't need to swear that loudly in the pub. Yeah. I apologise to the pub and the Thai kids.
They're 11-year-olds.
Well,
no, man.
We're all going to be. Jim's going to be their hero.
At least they're streetwise.
Jim's going to be their hero. Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on
that? That should ruin his hair, yeah.
Honestly, I don't really see the point in it. At the end of the day, if he wants to do it, he knows he's going to get stick. He would have got stick even if he wouldn't have come out about it. What I think is funny is he's gone on holiday with Gary McAllister and the line. Gary McAllister and Andy Carroll.
Oh, that's a brilliant
line. The three of them are in Barbados.
Sitcom written all over it.
Hang on, you say he's gone with them. They're in Barbados at the same time.
They're in the same hotel. They're sitting next to each other.
What now? You know, you've got a camera.
I don't know, depends on what time it is. No, they're probably all in bed.
What, together?
We never know. They are footballers.
Now that is a story.
But what hairstyle? If you were Wayne Rooney, right, you've had no hair for a little while, all of a sudden you've been given the gift of hair, right? And you
shaved.
Grow it.
Number one all over.
I'm talking about your head, Dan.
Oh, yeah. I thought we were still talking about her pubes.
Yeah.
You've been given the gift of hair. That's a lovely moment.
The gift of hair.
I think you should copy.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
He should copy Carol and just grow it long and have it in a ponytail when he plays. Yeah.
What would you have, Jim?
I couldn't disagree more on the ponytail vibe. I do not like that.
No, I don't.
Whatsoever.
What would you go for? If you could have any hairstyle.
I'd go for a Tony Daly perm. Do you remember Tony Daly?
Tony Daly's hair changed week to week.
Nah, there's a really good photo of Tony
Daly. The Kevin Keegan perm.
No, the Tony Daly perm. He was a better footballer than Kevin Keegan. Not a lot of people know that, including Tony Daly, but he was. He'd have done a better job as England manager, I know that much.
Yeah, that's not difficult.
I'd go for the big old afro. Just get a big bubble perm as big as you can get.
Valderrama, like.
Valderrama, yeah. Any of you know MotoGP? There's an Italian runner called Marco Simoncelli.
No, we don't
massive
watch that
hair.
Rubbish.
Massive. I don't know how he gets a crush out.
Yeah, it's quite big in Thai, the old MotoGP, so they don't know what you're going on about.
There you go, Marco Simoncelli. He was on pole position at the weekend, didn't he, very well? But anyway, yeah, big hair. That's what I'd go for. I'd just look silly.
As long as he gets the old handlebar moustache as well.
The big old pork chop side.
Yeah. If he's going to do it, he might as well go the whole hog.
Go the entire hog. Big old fisherman's beard as well.
Yeah. No, just the handlebars and then dye his chest hair black. So then when you see it outside the kit, you can see it really.
Shave it into the shape of an arrow. Yeah. Point his head like some UFC fighter did that. Shave his chest hair into an arrow. Very, very strange.
It'll be great.
Yeah. This is the football podcast, everyone.
What's next, Si?
Should we talk about some
managers?
Yeah, with Martin Yole has just joined Fulham. Good appointment, Jim.
Yeah, he's comical, isn't he?
Sorry?
He's comical. I like his comedy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. He's fantastic.
He looks like a cross between Tony Soprano and Mr. Potato Head.
And he sounds like every Englishman does a Dutchman.
Yeah, yeah. And I can't claim credit for that. I read that somewhere, so
it's
sorry.
True.
Whoever,
it's true.
He does look like him.
Yeah, and it is true. He's got a brother called Dick and another brother whose nickname is Cop. True, read Mirror Football. It's on there.
Also this week, I saw that there's a politician in the States who has been sacked for sending a picture of his cock to someone else, and his surname's Wiener, which I quite liked. Move on. It's a true story.
Dan's just looking at you in disbelief. But Martin Yole, do you think he'll do all right at Fulham, are you?
Yes.
I don't know. I think he's going to go one or two ways there.
No, yes. Finished fifth twice with Spurs. He's going to be given a bit of money. I think.
He also finished with them in the bottom three.
No, he never.
They were in the bottom three.
They got rid of him before then. But it's like three games into the season.
Yeah.
No, you're right, but it's three games into the season. I like him. Ajax, I think, was it a couple of years ago when he was at Ajax, they scored over 100 goals, conceded 30.
Yeah, 106
actually,
goals.
Actually, still finished second that year.
Yeah, they did.
Unreal.
Behind Steve McLaren.
Yeah. So
C20.
Yeah, massively great move. Mark Hughes, mug.
Yeah, he's left them thinking he had the Villa job in the bag. He's not going to get it.
No.
It's between Rafa Benitez and the new betting favourite, Roberto Martinez.
All accounts, he's in talks.
He's in talks with him as we speak, I think. So who would you go for, Jim, if you had a choice between Mark Hughes...
Tony Daly.
Mark Hughes, Rafa Benitez, and Roberto Martinez for Villa.
Pep
Guardiola.
Give me the options.
He'll join Villa, won't he? Roberto Martinez, Rafa Benitez, Mark Hughes.
I think Benitez could do a good job there.
Yeah?
I think Benitez could do a very good job at Villa, yeah. But, I mean, it depends what... If Benitez will need money to spend on shit players.
That's what he's good at.
Yeah. But I think he'll also bring in a couple of decent players as well.
Going back with Martinez.
All right, going back to Martin Yole, a couple of interesting things. Danny Murphy, one of Fulham's biggest players this season and the season before as well.
A few seasons.
He got absolutely shit out, didn't he? I think Martin Yole actually brought him to Spurs and then just didn't play him.
Yeah.
They didn't get on at all.
Yeah.
And also, Robbie Keane, if they can get Robbie Keane in, that would be a really good signing.
He's available, isn't he?
Yeah, I think it's going to be wages, because there's a few players like that.
You know, he's meant to be on, reportedly, on 70 plus.
Exactly.
£70 a week?
Yep.
That's incredible.
He's doing it right, isn't he?
Yeah, he's not doing it right.
On the topic of Robbie Keane, just to digress ever so slightly, at the weekend he became home nation, British Isles, however you want to call it, Premier Republic of Ireland.
See, I thought Michael Ricketts had that, but it's not.
Narrowly edged out.
Yeah.
Narrowly edged out. Robbie Keane, 51 goals? Is it 50 goals or 51 goals?
51 goals
now.
Scored his 50th and then got one straight off.
So,
scored a brace. Ireland are doing a bit.
Although, having said that, one was a massive deflection lob over the keeper.
The first one,
and then the other one was one of the worst back passes I've ever seen.
They all count. That's
but he's done amazing. I know it's 100 games.
International football in tournament qualifiers.
Although, can I just say,
no.
David Healy did score a lot of goals over a couple of 4-year period, and he is home.
Yeah.
Robbie Keane's alright though.
Robbie Keane's decent. I mean, he's on the sort of down
side. There's a lot of players that are linked with clubs like Fulham.
Yeah.
Miroslav Klose is linked with Everton. Klose must be.
He joined Lazio today. He's on €2 million a year.
Okay. Yeah. So
wow. He's 34.
Everton. What was
33 years old?
Everton's top wage probably about 40, 50 maybe.
Yeah. Would
maybe 40, Arteta.
40, 50. Well, they've got Arteta,
Cahill.
Fellaini, Cahill.
Yeah.
Probably on about 40, 50. He was never going to go there, was he? Because they would have been looking at 80. Been,
yeah, double yeah. Anything. Yeah, yeah.
So some people have to get a bit realistic about who they're going to come to going after. The other one as well, Sunderland going after three squad players from Man U.
I think that's a good move if they can pull it off.
I don't know.
It's good and it's not good.
It's bold, isn't it?
I think it's a good. If you can actually get them, prize them away from United, I think the three players are going for Wes Brown, John O'Shea, and Darren Gibson. I think at Sunderland level will prove that they're actually.
They would all absolutely stroll into the Sunderland.
And they're not on loan at Sunderland.
No, I don't think so. It wasn't on loan on Sunderland. But I think they'll all stroll into the team and I think they'll improve them straight away.
Yeah, definitely.
And so I think that's a good move. And actually, if you can get for less money than you sold one player, three experienced Premier League players or two experienced Premier League players and one coming up, I think that's fantastic.
Well, they're looking at 12 million, aren't they? And they sold the guy for 20.
Well, I reckon it might. They won't get him for that. I think it might go up to about 15, 16.
I mean, the only one of those three who, if I was in their shoes, I'd be sort of unsure.
John O'Shea.
Would be O'Shea, because O'Shea does get quite a lot of football.
He plays a lot of games.
Yeah.
In a lot of different positions.
Yeah. But Wes Brown's pretty much out of it now.
Yeah. What was the signing of Phil Jones? Definitely.
Phil Jones and obviously the two Brazilian twins who play either side. And Darren Gibson, he's not really going to get much of a look in. He's a Carling Cup player.
I'm pretty confident his biggest problem is Cleverly coming back from Wigan, who put in a lot of good performances at Wigan.
Yeah.
I just think he will jump ahead of him in a pecking order. So I think a move to Sunderland to prove he can actually play will be good.
I think he'll be a good player for him. Darren Gibson got a lot of stick on Twitter last year and had to stop his account, didn't he? Man United fans having saying he's trying to be a bit too Hollywood, shooting from all stupid distances.
Yeah,
he's actually a good player.
Shoots from all distances, get him in at Arsenal.
Yeah, well, I was actually at Old Trafford with you when he played against Rangers, and they called him to shoot every time he got on the ball.
He was the only one who looked like scoring.
Yeah. So every time he touches a ball, wherever he's on the field, the whole crowd goes shoot.
It might be ironic though. We don't know. We were only there once.
Well, yeah, but
it might be a piss take right now.
No, I don't think it is.
Oh, go on, shoot.
No, because he scored a few from outside the box.
He has. But yeah, no, I think Moot Sunderland would be very good for him, as it would for. O'Shea as well, but O'Shea maybe might want to hang around.
I would say O'Shea deserves to be.
I hope Chelsea fans shouted shoot to Ashley Cole every time he got the ball when that incident came out last season. I imagine
all the opposition fans were shouting shoot.
Yeah. No, I reckon the Chelsea fans.
I reckon the Chelsea fans. Well.
Shoot.
Oh dear. And you mentioned obviously with all these transfer links, Sunderland looking to bring three United players in.
Yeah.
Jordan Henderson has gone to Liverpool.
Yeah.
It was going to be $20 million deal, which I think was going to be about $30 million, and David Ngog. How do we pronounce this? Ngog. He hasn't Ngog.
No,
he's unstained where he is at the moment. But he was going to be going the other way.
You know why? It's because Niall Quinn heard $7 million and went, "You what?
You have
do one?
You're having no chance."
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's just $20 million now, isn't it?
I think so.
That's a lot of money for.
Well, I think it's going to be. I think it's 16 and adults.
Is it? Yeah. Is it? I mean, they've spent $35 million on Andy Carroll, young English player. Has only really been. Last year was his first year in the Prem.
Yeah.
Jordan Henderson, he's got one England cap, is it? Or two England caps? Just breaking through. Good player, but
he's going to get a lot of attention now in the Euros, isn't he?
Yeah.
I've got renewed interest to watch it just to see if he's worth the money.
I mean, it's a lot of pressure on him because I mean he can't help how much he's going for. But I mean,
I think it's a really good move though because I mean the heartbeat of the club has been Carragher and Gerrard, and they're both getting on, so they need to start thinking about replacing. You look at Henderson; he could be a Gerrard type character for Liverpool. You've got the potential to be. They wouldn't be spending that amount of money on him if he hadn't got the potential to be doing that sort of stuff.
It makes you think that they're not going to go for Charlie Adam, which opens the door for Spurs.
Well, look, can't say still are. I'm not quite sure where they're going to play on this midfield.
I think Morelli's. You got.
I think it's a good move, and I'll tell you why. Most importantly, I think it actually adds 2 or 3 years onto Steven Gerrard's career.
Because for me,
Steven Gerrard is falling apart, and had been able to restrict his games, but not lose. Because before you would not play him, and you'd literally what dog crap would you put in instead?
Yeah.
Now you actually got a quality player that you can play with him instead of him. Who's not going to drop it. I think he can play half the games.
It's exciting for Liverpool fans. It's exciting because Dirk Kuyt was absolutely on fire in the season. He was the top scorer under Keegan.
Yeah.
When Keegan
he scored two nights ago or last night.
Holland.
They were playing Uruguay.
Oh, okay.
And both him and Suarez scored.
Oh, nice.
The one
nice.
Draw.
So I mean, he's now reverted to type as a striker, which is what they brought him at. So you could say right, they've got Ngog as a striker. They've obviously got Cameron and Suarez, and now I'd put Dirk Kuyt as a rotating as a three.
Yeah.
Because you could take him out of the midfield, and he's a striker. And with Kuyt on that right hand side where they always used to play him, he would be. He does a job, and he scores important goals sometimes. Like he scored the winner against Man United, I think, one season and stuff like that. But he was never that prolific, and you never saw him as a major threat in a game. If it was a Super Sunday game, you wouldn't be looking at Dirk Kuyt thinking he's a major threat. He scored a hat trick, didn't he? Was it him? Suarez hit him 2 yards or 3 yards every goal. That is a striker. That is not a right winger. That is a striker. And if you've got him rotating with the other lot, I'd be excited.
Chelsea used to play three up top, and you know Liverpool have got the players.
I'm not saying they play it three up top,
but they've
actually got three class strikers to rotate. They're not in Europe next season, are they? At all?
No.
Which should help them in the Premier League.
Yeah, but you know, like, this is what I think. I said this last week. Everyone's going to be now looking at Liverpool, and if they get the players in place, which I think they will, they are going to have a strong squad. Not just a strong. They've had a strong lineup for a long time, but they are going to have a strong squad for once.
Yeah.
So you're not going to have the likes of looking at David Ngol and people like that to be off the bench. They're going to have decent players to be off the bench.
Yeah.
You've still got Joe Cole there, who has been injured. So
I believe he's moving on.
Yeah.
But they're still bringing in
players. Where are they looking at him though?
I wouldn't
want him as a Spurs fan.
I think they'll bring him in to replace Modric, or I think they'll go.
Yeah. I mean, this is going to go on as a roundabout.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, you're going to look at the Liverpool squad, look at the starting 11, you're going to think that is not a bad team. They could do
it. I'll be honest, if they're more than 20-1 to win the Premier League, I might have a 10.
It's worth buying it.
They'll lose away at Norwich on the first game of the season, and they'll fall apart. within 2 weeks. It always happens.
Yeah. No.
I remember they had a decent squad. It was still being under Benitez, and then they signed Elhad Shuf.
Yeah.
When they signed him, he was known as the serial killer in Senegal because he was just absolutely ruthless. I can't remember where he was playing. He was playing in Europe, France, that's it. When they signed him, I was like, that's, he's going to be amazing. Same with Dribble Cissé. When they signed Cissé, he was one of the hottest.
He was banging him in for fun, wasn't he?
Yeah, and I think they played Spurs away first game of the season. I think they lost there or they drew. But yeah, like I really, as neutral, with no interest in it in the Premiership in terms of loyalties whatsoever, I really hope Liverpool do have a crack.
I think it's good for the Championship race. The Premier League title race. If Liverpool is strong, it just adds another team into the mix. The rivalry they've got with Manchester United. I think it's, Liverpool and Arsenal games are always really.
Obviously, I have a vested interest. It's not that it's Liverpool. I just love the idea that there's six teams that are going to be very strong next year.
Yeah.
And I think, depending on what Everton are going to happen with Everton, they're another team. They can keep players fit. They could be tasty. I think Sunderland are going to be improved again. I think Fulham are going to be improved. I think, yet again, the Premier League is going to move on another step. You're going to talk about who's going to go down. I think it's going to be ruthless next year.
I think it's going to be very hard for the likes of Swansea.
Yeah, I think it's going to be
signed Danny Graham,
who I like a lot.
Plus, you've said the six teams right there, so you've got the top four from last season. Yeah. So you're looking at Man U,
the top six from last year.
Man U, Chelsea, Arsenal,
City,
Tottenham, Liverpool, Spurs. Yeah. If Villa get Rafa Benitez in,
and spend some money,
they could start travelling though, because Villa need someone to grab them by the bollocks and actually do something with them.
No other division has the six, and as you say, now we've listed out a couple that could easily break into that with the right type of players, not spending lots. No other country's got that depth in their league.
I think Norwich are going to go up again. Said it two years running.
What, into the Champions League?
They're just going to go up again.
They're going all the way.
What Grant Holt? I think not.
But it's interesting with Villa, you've got, depending on which manager they get, will kind of depend what kind of team they'll be. Mark Hughes, they'll be quite a dour defensive team.
Mark Hughes, they'll finish seventh and they'll play shit football.
They'll be solid.
Yeah, they'll be solid.
You've got Roberto Martinez, they'll play good football, but they might be a bit weak. And then you've got,
I don't know, because he's got some of the people in position now.
Possibly.
He couldn't get. And they stayed. Like Wigan, who always had to sell, didn't he?
Yeah. And you've got Rafa Benitez, who
will play good football.
He's got the contacts to bring in the sort of players, but will he get the right ones? Because he signed some right old crap at Liverpool. He signed some good ones, but he signed some right old crap.
He signed about
Villa
three.
Don't have that amount of money.
The only thing
is, they've got to make their signings count.
If I was a Villa fan, I'd be a little bit.
Although Ashley Young, you're going to get 18.
Sorry, I wasn't. I did talk.
No,
if I was a Villa fan, I'd be a little bit suspect about getting another ex-Liverpool manager in. I'd be like, oh, here we go again.
Like Liverpool,
he's got some baggage, hasn't he?
Yeah.
He has got some baggage, and he spent a lot of money on shit players.
Yeah.
You can't get away from that. Interestingly as well, I got asked a bit of trivia this morning.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it out to you. Have a think, and I'll come back to you with the answer next week.
Okay.
There is 11 players who have won the Premier League Player of the Month since the Premier League's formation, and are the only person to do that from their country. I'll give you one.
Hang on a minute, it's only one Englishman's done it.
No. No, because an Englishman wouldn't count. I'll give you one. Tony Ebala. He's the
only Nigerian to
win. Oh, I understand.
He's Ghanaian.
Ghanaian.
Only one man from their nationality.
From their nationality. So right. England, obviously, there's loads.
All right, it's Herman Brights never won it.
No, you have a thing.
Ida Good Johnson.
I'm not going to answer it now.
That's very good. That's a good one.
It's a good
can you email
so the
it around
only person from their nation to ever have won a Player of the Month award?
Exactly.
And it's last season? Or
no, since the beginning.
I just said Tony Ebala. That's not last season.
No, you were
is
doing
it?
As an example.
No, this is all time.
All time, all right, okay.
I know. Dan's looking at me as if, like, what are we putting up with here?
All right, and other signings that we've had so far.
Arsenal have jumped into the transfer market.
And with a big splash.
A 14-year-old Icelander, isn't it? Or something?
No.
He's an English guy who can play for Finland.
Plays for Finland.
Or plays for Finland. Excuse me.
Oh, no. What song's that as well?
Hello?
What song was that?
This
is a personal phone call on the football podcast. He's got a really dodgy ringtone.
Sorry, he's got to call you back because he's not doing the podcast.
This is like when he missed the last podcast drinks. This is terrible. What was that ringtone?
It was a song called Tenderness by General Public. Who
no, that's enough.
Spin-off band from the beat of the.
When he was on the phone to talk to this, me and Dan went right down to the table and talked to the microphone like this.
Whisper.
It's not a microphone. It's not a camera.
Well, there is a microphone on it.
Yeah, that's true.
Who's a wife, by the way?
Anywho, Arsenal. Yeah. Arsenal dip their toes into the transfer market and pick out a 19-year-old defender from Charlton.
Yeah, because Charlton are a great side, aren't they?
Charlton have actually produced a few decent players. Jermaine Defoe, probably being one of their most famous.
He was from Bournemouth, really. So.
He was from Charlton.
Not originally, yeah, he was.
He went to Bournemouth on loan when he went to move to West Ham. He mugged them off from West Ham and got taken to a tribunal.
Don't like Charlton.
Look at that, he's just like, yeah, I've been told.
Yeah.
Got nothing to come back with. Don't like Charlton.
Who else?
Who else what?
You said they've brought in loads of good, they've brought through loads of good players.
Who, Charlton? Jermaine Defoe?
You just said Defoe.
Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Listen, there'll be a couple more and I'll email you. There's definitely a couple.
Oh, Defoe as well, by the way.
John Joe Shelby.
Shelby's all right. He's going to get shoved right out now with all the new guys coming in Liverpool.
Yeah, there's a reason for that, because he's
Sasha Illich. That's why.
Sasha Illich.
No, but we're not
pretty sure he's a Charlton local boy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Martin Pringle.
Oh, actually, I have got some. I now can't say. Rosler has just taken over.
Uwe Rosler.
Has he got the job?
He's taken over the Brentford job. 2-year contract. Brilliant.
Man City fans are going to be adopting him as their second.
Pretty much, almost certainly. Yeah. I think he's got some good ties with the club still, so hopefully he'll get a couple of their players.
Nearly died, didn't he?
Did he?
Yeah, had a cancer scare.
Uwe Rosler.
Pretty sure. I'll have to look up on it.
Yeah.
This wasn't too long ago. I think this was while he was a manager.
He was on. He was on Soccer AM, and he was very knowledgeable.
Yeah.
And the other cult hero to take over a club was Paolo Di Canio.
Oh, yeah.
Swindon Town. League 2, Swindon Town.
You can have Paolo rock up at your...
And Swindon have got a little bit of a rivalry.
What do you call your place?
Priestfield.
What do we call
it? I thought it was Scully Stadium.
It probably will be soon.
It's an interesting one, what Swindon have done there with Di Canio, because it's a big gamble. Because they're a lot like a lot of League 1 and League 2 clubs. They've got so many players out of contract. They've got about 9 or 10 players signed on. So Di Canio has now got to go out and find 5 or 6 players to make up a squad in League 2.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he's going to have advisors there, because if he doesn't know lower league football, so for him to go out and get the sort of players they need to get in,
I don't think he's going to be shopping in all the due respect. I don't think he's going to be shopping that low. I think he's got some good contacts West Ham, Lazio. He's talking about...
Well, who are they going to bring in then? Scotty Parker and bloody Padini.
Denver Barr.
Yeah.
Maybe. Never know.
They're not going to be
those well younger players.
If he's well advised and he's got the scouts there sort of identifying players for him, and it's between joining Swindon and playing for Paolo Di Canio,
or going to Gillingham,
Swindon will be able to pay more money for a start.
I see him top or sacked by Christmas.
he will either win the league or not.
I actually have to agree with you.
All out or shit out.
I have to agree with you. I'm going to go one better. It's either going to be 6 games in charge and then he loses his mind and runs away.
Possibly.
Or they'll win like the first 10. And
how long before he gets the touchline ban?
Can you get one before you start?
He's saying that he's going to be quite sort of... He's going to the attitude is going to be do as I say, not as I did, basically.
Yeah,
so he's going to say he was mental, but he's going to say...
He appreciates that he was mental.
But he's still he's got the fascists... Like, he's very upfront with his fascists.
Yes.
He's been told to wine
and I believe some of the sponsors of Swindon are
it's going to be very interesting, but
so
we'll see.
Anyway, yeah, I love when it expires. It does make you feel a little bit old when you used to watch it.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Now they're managers. Well, yeah, I know you're old anyway.
Oh, tough.
But it's like when I think of Di Canio, I think of obviously him in the West Ham shirt and the goal against Wimbledon.
I remember him at Sheffield Wednesday when he pushed the ref.
When he pushed the ref. When I think of Rosler, I think of him in the Man City brother shirt and the Man City Man United derbies and Quinn up front and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Fantastic time. Danny Dicchio as well comes to mind when I think that as well, for some stupid reason.
Yeah.
But just because, anyway. We better shut up because we've done 40 minutes, so we're going to have to talk about next week.
Yeah,
I'm hungry.
We'll come back next week. If you want to send us a message, banter@footballpodcast.co.uk. The website is www.footballpodcast.co.uk. We're on Twitter @footballpodcast, and we're on Facebook as well. Don't forget the awards coming up at the end of the month. Details are on the website. You're all more than welcome to come and join us. Stuart Hall will buy a bag of beef and mustard crisps for every listener that turns up. That's what he said, wasn't it, Jim?
Yep. Well, that's what we said for him.
So. Yeah. So, yeah, that's it from three of us. We'll speak in a week's time.
Bye.